Chapter 18, The Serpent and the Adder. Now the serpent is one of the first animals we read of in the Bible, and it is also one of the last, for it is mentioned both in Genesis and in the Revelation. You will remember the first time it is spoken of in the Bible. This was in the Garden of Eden. God had created Adam and Eve and placed them in this lovely garden, and there was one tree which he said they were not to touch, nor to eat of its fruit. But Satan came in the form of a serpent and tempted Eve to eat of this tree. He did not speak the truth, and indeed he is called a liar from the beginning. He spoke against God as though he was not kind to tell them not to touch the tree. Then he told Eve she would not die if she did eat of it, but would become very wise. And what is sad, Eve listened to his lies and fell under the temptation. Then she told Adam, and he ate of the tree also. So they both sinned dreadfully, and this is what we call the fall of man. What a fearful fall it was, and this is why we must all die. Sooner or later, our bodies will die, and some die when they are quite young. But what about our souls? What will become of them when our bodies die? Well, we must tell you that they will live forever. Yet, death has come into our souls as well as into our bodies. Now, when the body is dead, it cannot move, nor see, nor feel. So it is with our souls. We cannot see nor feel what a dreadful state sin has brought us into, nor can we move after God to seek that He would save us from it. This is why Jesus said, we must be born again. That means that we must be given a new life in our souls, which can see and feel the things of God, hear His voice, and move after Him. Only the Holy Spirit can do this, and so it is called being born of the Spirit. What promise did God give Adam and Eve after they had sinned and fallen like this? He said that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. What does this mean? Well, we will try to explain it to you a little. Do you remember that when the children of Israel were passing through the wilderness, the way was so rough that they began to murmur? What did God do to punish them? He sent fiery serpents which bit the people, and many of them died. But God had mercy on them and told Moses to make a serpent of brass and put it on a pole. Then if anyone who was bitten by a serpent looked at the serpent of brass, he did not die. Now do you know what this was meant to show us? Perhaps you will remember that it was to Nicodemus that Jesus said, "Ye must be born again." But he could not understand it, and so Jesus began to teach him. One thing he told him was that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So you will see that the serpent of brass which Moses lifted up on a pole is meant to point us to Jesus. He is the Son of Man who was lifted up on the cross to die in the place of sinners, and we need to look to him to be saved. If we are born again and made to see and feel what sinners we are, we shall ask to be given faith to look to Jesus and want to know that he was lifted up and died for us. So you will see, there is a lot to be learned about the serpent in the Bible. You may have seen the small grass snake in the country wriggling over the ground, and you will need to be careful in case it should be a poisonous snake like the adder. These are very dangerous, and when they bite anyone, they send poison from their sting into the body, which may cause death if it is not quickly treated. Of course, we do not find the larger serpents in this country, whose bite is very poisonous. You may have seen them in the zoo, and may well be thankful that they only live in hot countries. But they all have their poisonous stings like the adder in our country. And when you think that Satan is called a serpent, you will see what a dreadful enemy he can be. He is spoken of as a crooked serpent, and that old serpent called the devil. So he is not only like a roaring lion to frighten and attack us, but he can also come in a sly way, as the serpent glides along the ground. How we do need to pray against him, that we may not fall into his temptations. Jesus taught the disciples to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." He also called the scribes and Pharisees serpents and vipers, because they deceived the people and led them astray. Now for the texts. You will know, I expect, that the third chapter of Genesis tells us about Satan coming into the Garden of Eden. Moses lifting up the serpent of brass is in Numbers chapter 21, and we are told about Jesus being lifted up in the third chapter of the Gospel of John. Then you can read about the crooked serpent in the 27th chapter of Isaiah and the 12th chapter of the Revelation.